Australia's internal border restrictions have created a patchwork of rules that for some are proving difficult to navigate. Almost 100 Canberrans are stranded in Victoria waiting to return to the ACT after being stopped from crossing the border by New South Wales police on Friday. Now, the residents were blocked from entering the state after additional restrictions brought in on Thursday required those travelling to New South Wales from Victoria to fly through Sydney Airport. And Carl Lambert is one of those Canberra residents who was turned away at the border and joins me now from Benalla, about an hour's drive southwest from the crossing at Wodonga. Welcome to RN Drive, Anne.
Oh, thanks for having me, Patricia.
What happened when you arrived at the border on Friday?
So we had all the right passes and were told by the police that things had changed at 1 minute past midnight that morning because a new health directive was issued by New South Wales Health somewhere between 10 and 11pm the night before. So for those people transiting through New South Wales to the ACT, it meant that they couldn't do it. I'm an old health worker. I know how systems work. So I contacted New South Wales Health because I couldn't believe it. And was told that, in fact, that was correct. And what I should do is return. Well, I haven't actually been in Melbourne, but I should travel to Melbourne. And you've just talked about how many cases there are in Melbourne at the moment. So I should go to Melbourne and catch a plane and fly to Sydney, go into isolation and then go to Canberra. How I might get all of our baggage and our little dog there, I'm not sure. I'm an elderly person, as is my husband, and we wouldn't want to go to Melbourne right at the moment as much as we love it, and we wouldn't want to be in an aeroplane in a confined space. So that was all pretty useless public health information.
Yeah, it seems pretty useless. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr says Canberrans may have to fly in via Melbourne if a deal to let you drive through New South Wales can't be struck. What do you make of that? Is that realistic? Is it something you're going to just have to do?
No, and it would be reckless of my husband and myself to do that. We will get sick for sure. I have an underlying lung condition, having been on a lung transplant waiting list for a while and so forth. I'm not going to expose myself to that. So we're going to have to wait it out in northeast Victoria. You know the irony, Patricia, is that my husband has been doing a locum. He's a doctor doing a locum here in northeast Victoria to help out during the pandemic. And now that locum is over, we can't get home.
Oh, that is, after all that work, that's a sad personal story and very disappointing.
Well, there are worse. There are people sleeping in their cars at Wodonga. There's a bloke who arrived on Saturday. He's moving to Canberra to work in a hospital in Canberra. His goods and chattels got through on the truck because that was regarded as an essential service. He was turned away. He went to a few motels in Wodonga to get a bed. And because his initial postcode from when he started travelling that day was Melbourne, they said thanks but no thanks.
The situation on the border is far from ideal. You saw people sleeping in their cars, as you say. One person even turned back to Melbourne when they couldn't pass the border. Tell me about these people, because there's some really heartbreaking stories.
Well, there are university students, for example, who are returning home to be with their parents to study online because university is not working. So they're going home to mum and dad. They've got all their belongings in their car. And I know there's a view out there that Canberra people are just wealthy overlords. These are young people who have got no money and nowhere to stay.
Yeah, it's a big misnomer, actually, about Canberra. It's a pretty diverse place.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be crossing into New South Wales and getting home anytime soon? What are your expectations around how this is going to work?
Up until today, I've been the eternal optimist about everything in my life, but I've never been so despairing. I can't think what... This is a New South Wales health problem. The ACT developed a plan on Saturday with them that they agreed to. We were all told that we had till 11 a.m. tomorrow morning to cross that border and hot foot at home. And then that plan was withdrawn by New South Wales. So I just can't think what these people are thinking. Maybe they need to put themselves in our boots. I'm a keen and enthusiastic supporter for public health initiatives, but telling people who can nearly see their home at Albury to go turn around and go to Melbourne is bonkers.
Thank you so much for joining us, Anne. And I really do hope you get home and that you don't have to expose yourself to illness.
Well, and then what would I do with my little doggy? Would you look after it? Would that be okay?
Yeah, look, you're right. Bindi needs a play friend. So probably you're safe with us. If you need to come through Melbourne, you know I'm in Melbourne. We'll look after your dog. I can make that guarantee. Thanks, Anne.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Anne Carl Lambert is a Canberra resident who is still unable to travel back to the ACT from Victoria due to New South Wales border restrictions. And we reached out to the New South Wales government for comment and an update on the situation, but didn't receive a response in time for broadcast. This is RN Drive.